Maraming nabago dahil sa pandemya dito sa bansa, hindi lang nagbabanta sa kalusugan. Nitong pagtatapos ng financial year, may mga ipapatupad na mga pagbabago sa pagbabayad ng buwis dito sa Australia. Ayon sa Australian Tax Office o ATO, aasahan ang pagtaas ng deduction para sa mga taong naka-work from home. Dahil tumaas din ang singil sa kuryente, internet, telephone at pagbaba ng halaga ng gamit ng opisina gaya ng computer o laptop. Ayon kay Ken DeVos, ang Associate Professor of Accounting at Swinburne University of Technology, maraming pwedeng gawin sa mga deductions, depende sa iyong sitwasyon. Isa sa pwedeng gamitin ang shortcut method, kung saan gamitin ang rate na 80 centavos per oras, kaya kalkulahin ang lahat na pwedeng makuha o claim sa nailabas mong pera o gastos dahil sa pag-work from home.
Basically, what this saves is a lot of paperwork. What you need to do is to keep a record of the number of hours that you actually did work at home during the week. So in a typical week, someone who was working from home, for example, for the whole year, you know, 40 hours a week, 48 weeks of the year, that would be a straight-out standard claim of approximately $1,500, which is very simple to work out.
Isang paraan din ang 52-cent method. Pero ang kalakip dito ay ang pagkalkula sa nagastos na kuryente, gas at ang pagbaba ng halaga ng gamit sa opisina at mga repairs dito. At maisama din ang claim sa gastos mula sa bill ng mobile phones, internet, computer at office supplies. Ang final method ay ang tinatawag na actual expenses method. Kaya nga lang, dapat itabi ng mag-claim ang maraming record kasama dito ang resibo. Dagdag ni DeVos, piliin ang method ng pag-claim na makapagbibigay ng mas malaking benepisyo.
The actual expenses method says you do calculate everything separately. You keep the actual expenses that you've incurred throughout the year. And in addition to that, you include your depreciation calculation. So it has the potential to be a larger figure. Whereas the set rate of 80 cents, the shortcut method, you cannot then go and claim depreciation on top of that.
Kwento pa nito, dapat pagkatandaan ng lahat na kung tumaas ang gastos sa bahay, may mga bumaba din.
Obviously, working from home means that people haven't been traveling, they haven't been using their cars as much as they would normally be the case. So therefore, the ATO will be looking very closely at their car and travel expenses. So you need to be careful there.
Sabi ni Tim Law, ang Assistant Commissioner ng ATO, sa programa ng SBS na On The Money, makikita nilang maraming tao ang nag-claim ng mataas na tax refund dahil may naka-work from home.
Whilst your employer might provide the coffee, tea and biscuits at work, if you incur that expense at home, it isn't a deductible expense. Other costs that we see people make as a mistake in their tax return relate to costs associated with their child's education, so costs for setting up because they've been homeschooled aren't deductible as an expense because they're not directly related to earning your income. Another expense that we often see people try and claim when they're working from home is occupancy costs. If you're working from home, generally speaking, you can't claim occupancy costs such as rent and mortgage interest.
Kaya paliwanag ni Ken DeVos, ang batas sa pag-claim ng deduction ay dapat na gastos ito dahil ginamit mo sa paghahanap buhay at hindi na reimburse ng kumpanya ng iyong pinagtatrabahuan o employer.
A lot of people got more time now at home and they're spending that time taking up courses, doing study. You've got to be careful. You cannot claim these particular courses as a deduction if they're not related to your current work. You know, so those cooking courses and those elaborate craft courses that some people like to do, as exciting as they may be, unfortunately, they're probably not related to your main occupation.
Bantay sarado din umano ang taga-ATO sa diniklarang income, lalo pat umabot sa 600,000 Australians ang naka-invest sa crypto assets gaya ng Bitcoin at dapat itong kasamang ideklara sa tax returns. Nagpadala na din sila ng sulat sa higit 100,000 na individual para paalalahanan sila sa kanilang obligasyon para sa capital gains tax.
Cryptocurrency is like an investment asset, so it's kind of like shares. And so the similar tax obligations apply to cryptocurrency like it applies to shares. So if you sell, swap or exchange cryptocurrency, there will be a taxable transaction and you are required to include that in your tax return.
Sabi pa nito, alam nila na taas-baba ang halaga at bintahan ng crypto assets, kaya marami ang nagkakaproblema sa pag-file ng buwis. Pero sabi ng ATO, handa silang tumulong sa ganitong mga transaksyon.
We do expect though, taxpayers do keep good records. Now, in any event, we've got information through data matching protocols, which allows us to get information from crypto exchanges, which we can use to data match against taxpayers.
Paalala naman ni Divo, sa lahat ng may maraming pinasukang trabaho, ngayong may pandemya, dapat ideklara ito sa tax return.
People can't segregate these particular jobs from their main job. I mean, these are second jobs which are generating income, which potentially, of course, is a taxable income which you must pay tax on.
Dapat ding isama sa pagdeklara ang perang natanggap gaya ng COVID disaster payment. Dapat tandaan ang lodgement ng tax return ay hanggang ika-31 lang ng buwan ng Oktubre nitong taon.
By the end of July, information from employers, banks, health funds, government agencies, and more will automatically be added to your tax return. If you want to lodge earlier, you must take care to manually add all your income.
Nagpaalala din si Divos kung kailanganin ang tulong ng isang accountant para sa pag-lodge ng tax. Dapat isaalang-alang ang bawat sitwasyon para hindi maipit sa oras at gastos.
There's a number of reasons why people go to tax agents. I mean, mainly it's due to the fact that their circumstances are a little bit complex. Maybe it does involve property, maybe it does have capital gains and losses. If you do have income coming in from overseas, you may have tax obligations there as an Australian resident on all your worldwide income, and that includes worldwide assets. So basically, if your tax return is getting a little bit complicated in those respects, it's probably good advice to go to a tax practitioner and get professional advice.
At para sa may mga low income o mababa ang kita, pwedeng sulitin ang free assistance sa pamamagitan ng ATO Tax Help Program. Gaya ni Karuna Shineya, na isang retired accountant at isang ATO Tax Help volunteer, sabi niya pwede siyang hanapin sa Multicultural Council ng Wagga Wagga.
Basically, somebody who wishes to do their tax and they're earning around $60,000 or less can make an appointment to see me at the Multicultural Center. And they will be given a time slot to come and consult me during those predetermined date and time.
Bukas din ang Tax Help Volunteers at ATO para tumulong sa pagproseso ng tax nilang mga nangangailangan ng interpreter o hindi nakapagsasalita ng wikang Ingles.
We call the Translation and Interpretation Service and get them to connect to the tax office so that the tax office can then interview them and provide like tax file number and so on to get the lodgement process going. And those interpreters will also sometimes help me communicate with the clients.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang ATO website. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Amy Hall na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.